The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
Good evening. Again, apologies for my voice. Given that the last two prokim, which we hope to cover in the coming weeks, deal with a lot of the foolishness and mistakes that people make in the lack of bitochon, I thought that it would be wise to take this opportunity to strengthen or find some ways of strengthening one's bitochon in Hashem, so that we will be more insulated and aware of what it is that we need, and therefore the awareness of the dangers of missing or lacking in it. And I think there could be no time that's more appropriate than the appreciation of Bitochon Bashem than the context of the Chag HaSukkos that we just finished celebrating. And I think if we analyze a little bit the Shmon Esrei, the Yontif Shmon Esrei, both the regular parts and the special Yontif Tikkah parts, I think that it can serve as an opportunity to be mechazek our bitochon. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina offer an explanation of the Gemara in Brochis, which says that when we bow down at the beginning of the first brocha in Shmon Esrei, and at the end of the last, at the end of the first bracha, the beginning of the Moedim, which is really the last, because after it just comes Sim Sholim, and at the end, we are bowing down to Hashem and straightening up when we say the name of Hashem, because the Gemara says Hashem Zokef Kfufim, Hashem straightens up the bent. So the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina explained this: as when we bow down, what we're really saying to ourselves and to Hashem is that we're dependent on you. You are the Baruch Ator, you're the Mekor HaBrochis, but we have nothing. We may not deserve anything. We may be left with nothing. We may be without Chayser Koil. And we're worried, we're concerned. We're bowing down to you. We are completely subservient. It's Avodah Shebalev. Our heart feels totally dependent upon you. And then we stand up when we say your name, because Hashem Zekif Kefufim, and we feel, no, even though we may not deserve that which we ask, but your chesed, your Zekif Kefufim, to whomever, and this may be what they mean, to whomever is so bent over and recognizing of his dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's to that person that Hashem uplifts. And we can rely on him to be Zekif Kefufim. And we do that at the beginning, and we do that at the end. And that's really I've seen others that say that the reason that we keep our feet together, and the reason that it's mentioned in Halacha to keep our hands almost locked together over our chests, is really also to underscore the helplessness of the human being. We stand helpless in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, totally aware that everything is up to you. We have no power, we have no koyach, we can't do anything. However, when we realize that we are so bowed and humbled in front of you, then you are Zekif Kefufim. You uplift us and you straighten us out, and you deliver for us all of those things that we were so concerned that we would not be able to achieve. And this is really an opportunity in the Shmon Esrei every day, three times a day, to be mechazik our bitochon. The truth is that the Yontif Shmon Esrei has also a very unique opportunities for chizak bitochon. It starts with Atoba Chartono. Who are we talking to, and what are we talking about? There's a whole world of nations out there, but you chose us, Mikol Amim. You loved us, and you desired us. It wasn't just the love, it wasn't just an appreciation. But it was a passionate desire, kaviyochol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is passionately desirous, kaviyochol, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of his relationship with, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire with Klal Yisrael, of his relationship with Klal Yisrael. Rimam tonu mikol ha'lashenus, you elevated us. V'kidash tonu mitzvi secho, v'kiraf tonu malkeinu la'avido secho. You draw us close to you in the avoido. V'shimcha ha'godol v'ha'kodesh oleinu karosa. And I think this, in this, these words lies a very profound concept. Your great and sanctified name you called upon us. We are the Am Hashem. You allowed us to say Elohikeinu. You are Elohikim. You're the controller of the world. You're the judge of everything in this world. The ultimate power in this world. The Bala Yechiles in this world. And yet, you allow us to refer to you as Elohikeinu. You're ours. You're our God. It might be somewhat insulting to him. It might be somewhat not so flattering to him. He's ours. Are we worthy? In fact, we find that by the Ovos, except for Yitzchak, in their lives, they were not called Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yaakov. Only Elokei Yitzchak was allowed to have the Shem Hashem on him, because since he was blind and he didn't have any more taiva, his taivas were limited because the taivas are connected with what you see, so therefore Hashem could trust that he will stay the way he's supposed to be, and we can put the name of the K Yitzchak on him. But the other Ovos, they always had to wait till the end of their lives. But when those Ovos finished their lives, they had so sanctified the name of Hashem that he called it Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and he is Mamash Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Wow. If we look to him like that, he's Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. He has entrusted us with the calling of his name upon ourselves more than he trusted all of the others except for Yitzchak when he was blind. Elokeinu. That means what Klal Yisrael is. That means the greatness that exists in Klal Yisrael. That means the potential for Kiddush Shem Shemayim. That means that even though, even when we veer and we do things inappropriately, but we have such inner greatness and the potential for change and growth and and tshuva and gadlus is so real that HaKadosh Baruch Hu still allows V'shimcha HaGodol V'HaKodesh Oleinu Karosa. When it comes to making requests, if I come b'shem Hashem, if I come as, well, you know what my name is? Well, the boss, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's called his name upon me. He told me, use his name. I should use his last name. Adopt his last name to be my name. Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. That can certainly give a person a sense of confidence in his begging and beseeching from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Shemoneh Esrei goes on. And goes on with the famous Yalev Yovoi. Yalev Yovoi we find in all the Yom Tov Shemoneh Esrei and in Rosh Chodesh and of course in the benching for all the Yom Tov, a very significant tefillah. But it's a significant tefillah in terms of what it says about us and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what it says about our ability to demand based on that relationship. And let me explain. Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Once again, we invoke this with Shimcha. It's connected. Just a little few words in between. Shimcha ha'godol v'ha'kodesh oleinu karosa. You've called your great name on us, and now we say Elokeinu, our God, v'Elokei Avoseinu. And here we speak with strong terms. Yale, it should go up v'yavoi and come v'yeroi and be seen v'yerotz and be accepted v'yishoma and be heard v'yipok and remember v'yizocher. Eight terminologies of demand to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our tefillos must be heard and recognized and appreciated and accomplished and remembered and so forth. The Avudrom says that these eight statements or demands are based on the Hatobah Hartonu, which has eight pieces to it. In other words, we come with what do we come? With this special status. With Shimcha HaGodol v'HaKodesh Oleinu Karosa. We are your people. You chose us mikol ha'amim, or havta yisonu v'tzisabonu. Now we're asking. We have requests, but we're asking yale v'yovo v'yagia v'yeroe v'yerotze v'yishoma v'yipok v'yisocha. Remember it. Don't let it be forgotten. I think remembering is the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes when he wants to avoid punishing Klal Yisrael, or sometimes when they misbehave, he has to keilu forget about it. Kaveh yochol, he doesn't forget anything. Ein shikcha lefnekise kvidecho. But in a sense, he pushes it aside, and we say, don't push aside our matzav. We want you to respond. We want you to respond to our needs. And we ask in the schus of the atov chartono. But then we say something else. Zichroineinu fikdeinu, what are we asking? For our remembrance, v'zichron aviseinu, v'zichron moshiach, v'zichron Yerushalayim, Zichron Kol Amcha Beis Yisrael, the suffering of Klal Yisrael, the Flei Tol Etoivo. We ask for five requests for the benefit of the Kol Klal Yisrael, Yerushalayim, and Mashiach, and so forth, and removing us from this Tzorah. And the Avudrom says that these refer to the Posuk in Dvorim, where Bnei Yisrael is mentioned five times. This is built, these requests to remember and not to forget us, and to help us communally as a nation. This is based on the fact that five times in one posuk you called Klal Bnei Yisrael Bonai, 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 Bnei Yisrael. We're your children. We're coming in the name of a father to a son to a father. We're coming in the name of the Rachamim of a father to a son. This is what we are invoking. So when we ask for the benefits of that, we ask on a Yom Tov or on a Rosh Chodesh, we're coming in the context of a unique relationship, and we're coming in the name of Boni Matem LaShem Elikechem, of Bnei Yisroel, and therefore we make these demands. L'chein ul chesed lo rachamim, l'chayim ul l'sholem b'yoyim v'chag. Then we ask, Zochreinu Hashem Elikechem, but remember us for good. Save us. We have requests that we make based on the context of Atobachartonu, Vishimcha Hagodol Vakodesh Aleinu Korosa, and the special status of Bonim, and therefore we allow ourselves to be so demanding, so pushy, so confident, almost like Chayni Amagel, who draws a circle and says, when there was a drought in Eretz Yisrael, I'm not getting out of the circle until it starts to rain, and when little drops come down, he says, no, that's what I had in mind. When a torrential downpour comes down, he says, no, that's too much, not what I had in mind, until it's just the right type of rain, the right level of rain, the right amount. That's, in a sense, we have that on a lesser level, but we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the confidence of Atob HaKartonu, with the confidence of Boni Matem LaShem Elikechem, five times in one posuk mentioned that we're his children. We turn to him with that confidence and we make our requests. Zachreinu Hashem Elikechem, v'edotoivo, v'teinu v'ilevrocha, v'yishenu v'lechayim. And then, uvedvar Yeshua v'rachamim. And it doesn't seem to be clear from the Mefarshim what this is. And in the issue of Yeshua, of salvation, saving, and rachamim. Chus v'chaneinu v'rachim aleinu v'hishienu. Have mercy. Chus is because you created us. Chus ala moloch. V'chaneinu is a matnas chinom, even though we don't deserve it. Rachim aleinu is rachmonus, because you see the terrible pain of our suffering. V'hishienu. And then it says, ki elecho einenu, ki kel melech hanu v'rachamot. It doesn't say save us because you're melech hanu v'rachim, because you're merciful. It says save us because elecho einenu. And why is elecho einenu such a winning? Our eyes are riveted upon you. Why is that such a winning stance? Because you're a kel melech chanun v'rachum oto. You give matnas chinom, you give rachamim, because you see our suffering. And therefore we ask you, chus v'chaneinu rachim aleinu ishienu, because elecho einenu. Now elecho einenu, I think, is a very profound concept. It's almost like it says in Rosh Hashanah davening, or like it says in the posuk that we stand in tefillah in front of Hashem, like the eyes of a eved and a maid servant to their master. El Hashem, our eyes are riveted on Hashem. How much so? Until when? Ad shechoneinu. We're not taking no for an answer. Ad shechoneinu. And it seems that there's a koyach akin to bitochen. Maybe it's a form of bitochen in Hashem, but it's a koyach that says, We are not leaving here. We're not removing our eyes. We're standing here and awaiting your help. We have enough reason to believe that you're ready to help us. And we ask Zichroneinu, Fikdoneinu, Zichron Yishalayim, and we ask all these requests because we're your children. And we even ask on a personal level, because now that we know that Atoba Chartonu, when you called your name upon us, and now that we know that we're your children and you have that motivation to listen to us, we add one thing to that. We say, Kielecho Einenu. With all that in mind, we're not turning away our eyes. Ki Eilecho Einenu. Until when? Until Techoneinu. How much longer? Ad Shechoneinu. Until we get that Matnas Chinom. Eilecho Einenu. Because your Keil Melech Chanu Varachum Oto, your mercy, your Chanino, your graciousness, your kindness is so great that when you see somebody looking to you and counting on you in the sense that we're not going to move, I'm not taking my eyes away from here, I can't. I just know you're going to come through. You have to come through. You didn't promise. I know. Maybe I don't deserve it, but I know that Shimcho Aleinu Karoso, and I know that you're. And I know that we're boni matem l'Hashem l'keichem. That gives me the courage and the confidence to stand firm and saying, I'm not leaving here. Elecho einenu, and I'm awaiting kiel melechanu v'rachum oto. That's an aspect, a piece of the type of inspiration that we could have to achieve bitochem. I believe that the Shemoneh Esrei continues with Moedim, and I believe we mentioned this once before, that the Moedim is not necessarily an expression of thanks. In fact, Chaim Volozhiner says Shemoneh Esrei has to be derech tachanunim, not derech tchino, not derech hoidor. But we Moedim and Achaloch, you know, we thank you, Shashem and Lekeinu, that's true, and we bow down and we stand up and we say the Shem Hashem, and we realize that you're Zekif Kefufim, and if we are Kofuf, if we are bent over and humbled to await your help, then we just know that you uplift those that are bent over and you take care of us. But Sur Chayenu Mogen Yesheinu Atohu Lidor of future generations. This statement is a statement of strengthening our bitochen in Hashem. You are the rock, Tzur Chayenu, as the Goyin says, the Pshat and Posek Tzur Chosoyuboy. A rock. You take refuge in a rock without any questions asked, without any deserving, without any promises. Go under. Just Tzur Chayenu. Mogen hu lechol hachoisim boy. Whoever puts his trust in him, Hashem serves as the Mogen. Mogen hu, so Mogen Sheinu atahu, lidor vador, for every future generation. We truly believe that you are going to grant us all of our requests, and we're always going to be able to put our trust in you. And this is lidor vador. You continue to serve as our rock and as our shield. Neidelecho again, Loshen Osid. We will thank you in the Sapreti Losecho Al Chayinu Amsurim Yodecho Al Shmoyseinu Apkuda Islocho Al Yisecho Shebechol Yemimonu. We're going. We are so confident that you're going to respond to our tefillas, that we're going to be thanking you again and again and again, forever and ever. Bechol Eis, Bechol Shoa, Bechol. Shebechol Eis Erev Avoy Kiritzorim. In the evening, in Mairiv, in morning, in Shachris, and in Mincha B'Tzorayim, we're going to constantly, forever be thanking you. And we have a past record to go on to Atoiv. You're the good. Kilo cholu rachamecho. Your mercy never ceased. So you're good, and you constantly have rachmonis. V'amarachim. And with your rachmonis, you do chesed. Kilo yisamu chasodecho. It's not that you have rachmonis, but you don't do anything about it. No, you have the rachmonis, and you invoke the chesed, and you help us. Me'yoylam kivino loch. And that's why forever we have always had trust in you. Klal Yisrael trusts HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we go back and we look at the track record and we see that when we didn't deserve it, when we least deserved it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us and he kept with us. And it's not about our deserving, it's about his constant, endless, consistent chesed and rachamim. And that, of course, will continue on forever. And therefore, we are not, we don't hesitate. We are quite certain that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of us, is going to respond to our needs and to our requests and to the desires of our heart. I think that there's another piece about the tefillah, and especially after the Yontif experience, that we could appreciate and grow in our bitochen. The Rabbeinu Yoina and the it's the Daf Beis Amid Beis in the Rif in Brochis. So the Rabbeinu Yoina explains that the Inyan, the Gemara says that whoever is Seimer Gula Letfila, that means he doesn't interrupt between saying Goal Yisroel and the Shemoneh Esrei of Ma'ariv, he says he's a Ben Olam Haba. He's going to reach the heights of Olam Haba. And the Rabbeinu Yoina is concerned, as the Mefarshim are, like, why? What is so special about this particular Smichas Gula Letfila? So in the second Teretz, he says there, he says, because, first of all, when a person prays to Hashem, basically he's saying, I trust him. Because if I didn't trust him, what am I praying to him for? I don't trust him. Why do I? Must be I trust him. And then he goes on, he brings a medrash, and he says that the miracles that were done in Mitzrayim and on the Yamsuf brought the Klal Yisroel to such a level that they trusted Hashem. V'yaminu b'Hashem, v'yar Yisroel Yisroel, v'yar Yisroel Yisroel, v'yir ho'am es Hashem, they feared Hashem, v'yaminu b'Hashem, and they believed in him. And this brought them to strong heights of bitochon, he says. And because they had that bitochon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them. And now when I take that and connect it with my Shemoneh Esrei, and I'm asking in front of, what am I asking him for? Because I trust he helps. That's going to be a strengthening of my bitochon. And I'm going to be zeicha to be a Ben Olam Haba, because it says bitochon is the ikar of yiro and the ikar of emuna. It seems that the height of yiro and the height of emuna leads a person to bitochon b'Hashem, and that's chus. He's going to be a Ben Olam Haba. But it seems that the process over here is a two-step psychological process. First, is I'm asking. If I'm asking, so I must trust him. It's not necessarily true in a vacuum, because I might be asking because, hey, you know, maybe. I'm asking you because if you do help, I'll be very happy. I can't be sure. I can't trust that you'll help, but I know you could help. But I'm asking you, please do me a favor. You know, in case you're so disposed to do it, please do so. But the Rabbeinu Yoina doesn't rely on that. He says there's a combination. He says that's part of it, but that's not the total bitochen. The total bitochen comes from the combo of I'm semech gula letfila. I realize that the Klal Yisroel was zeichet to the greatest of nisim because they trusted Hashem. V'yaminu b'Hashem v'moshe avdoi v'yar Yisroel v'yiro omes Hashem v'yaminu b'Hashem. They reached this highest level of bitochen in Hashem, and therefore they were zeichet to the greatest of miracles. And now when I connect that with my request to ask from Hashem, because I'm requesting Bistoma, I think he's going to help me. Well, I thought he was going to help me. It's a thought, it was an intellectual thought, but I can't say I was sure of it. But now when I have it in the backdrop of so much history of the power of bitochen, that takes that action that I'm doing and solidifies it into a real act of bitochen. If we focus on the miracles of our history, if we focus on the power of bitochen that has saved our people through thick and thin, if we focus on all of the real-life episodes we know of the greater the degree of bitochen that a person has, to that degree HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him. When we focus on all of those things, right before we make this request, which inherent in the request is that, hey, I'm asking you, so I'm counting on you. That really makes it accounting. That really makes, because I come into it emotionally psyched up, knowing, hey, he answers those who put their trust in him. That's what happened in Mitzrayim. We've seen it in the past. And now we're doing the same thing. We're stating our trust. We're asking and we're counting on him to provide. This strengthens bitochen and brings a person to a new height of bitochen. So I think that the yontif experience with the strengthening of all the inyanim of bitochen through the sukkah, reminding us the Anani HaKovet and the mon and the be'er and everything that happened, all the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Midbar, and taking these together with our tefillos and back connecting them and being simich gula the tefillah and saying, I know the power of bitochen. I learned, I lived, we experienced, we expressed, we revisited the power of bitochen on this yontif, living in the sukkah, leaving the security of our homes, expressing our bitochen in that way, realizing the Yitzias Mitzrayim with the clarity of the message of bitochen that lies in, if they trusted Hashem, Hashem helped them. And now we're turning to Hashem in tefillah. And what we're really saying is, we're putting our trust in Hashem, and it seems that that combination can truly elevate a person to a level of real and enhanced bitochen, which is really the goal of everything that we are trying to achieve. And if I may, as long as we've taken so much time in this discussion, I'd like to add one additional piece to this bitochen issue. We say every day in the davening, Avo Rabu Ash, Avtonu Hashem Elokeinu, Chem Lo Gedoy Lo Viseroch Amalto Aleinu. Say, Hashem, you showed us great love. You showed us great mercy. You had great mercy. Ovinu Malkeinu, it was the schus of the bitochen of the Ovis, either the bitochen that they went into the Midbar without asking, what are we going to eat, how are we going to live, or the bitochen of saying Naaseh before they heard Nishma, before they knew what Hashem was asking of them, they said Nishma. That's the difference in the Mefarshim there. And you gave them the Torah, and they trusted you, you gave them the Torah, came to Chaneinu Slandeinu should teach us the Torah too. We look at the backdrop of the trust, the bitochen of Klal Yisrael was the evoked the ultimate love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he gave them the greatest gift in all of human history, in the history of mankind, and that was, of course, the Torah. It was given to Klal Yisrael Bavur Avoyseinu Shebotchu V'cho, and that's why it was Vatalamdeim Chukechayim, because they put their trust in him, the power of that trust, the trust of the Ovis, whether it was the trust of Naaseh before Nishma, that they didn't ask any questions, or whether it was the trust of they went out to the Midbar, following him blindly in unrealistic conditions without asking any questions. That bitochen was rewarded. The power of bitochen is the bitochen actually plays the central role in the unfolding of the purpose of creation. That is the giving of the Torah and the teaching of the Torah to Klal Yisrael. We ask for Hashem's mercy, and we say the same b'beinu, should put in our hearts lehovinu lahaskil, that our hearts should be able to understand, because that's the first requirement. Lishmoa, to listen, to hear. Not everybody can hear. Lil moedu lalameid, to learn and to teach is part of it. Lishmo velasos will came, and to keep the mitzvahs, everything almanas lasos. V'hoyerinenu m'sirosecho, v'dabidubiru m'mitzvisecho. Again, and enlighten our eyes in the Torah, open up our minds that we should be able to understand the Torah, follow the mitzvahs. V'yachil v'oveinu, unite our hearts to love and to fear your name. We should never be embarrassed. And here the Avudrom comments that this is built on the posuk Elikai bechobo tachti alei voisho. When we say here we shouldn't be embarrassed, and we say right after kibashem kotchecho agolav adarobo tochnu, since we trusted in you, nogilav enismacho. We shouldn't be embarrassed because we trusted in you. We trusted in you, therefore we should be zeicha to the Yeshua. Where in Avo Rabbo is the trust that we put in Hashem? It speaks about the trust that the Dor HaMidbar put in Hashem. The Dor that was Mekabel the Torah in Mitzrayim put in Hashem. Where does it talk about the trust that we put in Hashem? It seems that the concept of trust in Hashem, the essence of it, is really a deep-rooted relationship with Hashem. And it seems that if we reach the level of v'hoyereinenu b'sirosecho, v'dabek libeinu b'mitzvisecho, v'yachei levoveinu l'avol yirashemecho, he enlightens our eyes in the Torah, we become so full and so connected and so close to the Torah, memela, as Reb Chaim Volozhiner describes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'dabek libeinu, in our hearts connect and cling so much to the mitzvahs, v'yachei levoveinu, and he unites the disparate influences in our heart to love and to fear Hashem. And in Mela, we have reached in that a connection with Hashem which bespeaks of the greatest bitochen, and we shouldn't be embarrassed because we truly have developed and felt bitochen. I think that we have to realize that Bitochen is really about a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the Rabbeinu Yonah says that the Iker of Yiro and Emunah is Bitochen Hashem, it means that the Yiro has to lead us. We're so afraid, we're afraid of everything. We know everything's in His control. The Emunah, we know everything is up to Him, that we have to rely on Him. We have no one else to rely on. It spurs us to higher levels of Bitochen. That bitochen is really the ultimate, and that ultimate we can achieve through the limud haTorah. If a person learns Torah seriously, if a person feels this v'hoyereinenu b'sirosecho v'dabik libeinu b'mitzvisecho, his eyes are opened up and enlightened to the Torah. He clings to run after the mitzvahs. He wants to perform everything according to the way it should be done. This is such a connection with the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it is, in a sense, the essence of what bitochon in Hashem is. And memela, the person who allows himself to indulge and to immerse himself in the Torah to that extent and in its mitzvahs and in the avodas Hashem, such a person is memela, one who is b'teach Hashem, and he can reach infinite heights. We know that Meforshim say that Shmiras HaMitzvahs themselves is a tremendous statement of bitochen. We shouldn't belittle it and think that it's just, you know, Shmiras HaMitzvahs, but in terms of bitochen, it's nothing. Imagine the people who gave up their jobs week in, week out because they refused to work on Shabbos. What a statement of bitochen. What a statement of bitochen to wake up early in the morning to go daven with a minyan. What a statement of bitochen is to be meiser nefesh, to do mitzvahs. That's because I'm trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this is the way, that this is the right way. That is part of this inspiration. And it does seem that there is another mechanism of understanding how this bitochen works. You know, a Baal bitochen who puts his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And really, you know, and especially if others know about it, I trust him. I know he's going to take care of me. I'm not worried about anything. I just know it. Just something, a ruach uiz hamevasroi, that just announces Yazreo Hashem. I'm going to be confident. I'm confident. I'm sure. There's nothing to worry about, and so forth. He says he is in grave danger that if he is not granted that which he is counting on, what an embarrassment. What an embarrassment. You trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and look what happened. And the truth is, David HaMelech uses this and invokes this as one of the tools, I guess, to achieve that which he wants through his bitochen. He says, Elikai, b'cho botachti alei v'isha. I put my trust in you. Don't let me be embarrassed. Al yaltzu oyevayli. Don't let my enemies rejoice that you disappointed me. Gam kol koyvecho liyoy v'ishu. All of those that put their hope in you should never be embarrassed. Yevoishu ha-boigdim reikum. Only the empty rebels, those people should be embarrassed. But we should not be embarrassed. And it seems that David HaMelech, I think Chazal saying they bring the Yalkut Shemini, a marshal on this, that there was an individual who worked his way into the palace. He wanted to see the king, and he said, I'm the king's relative, I gotta go see the king. It was the middle of the night, the king was sleeping, they didn't want to wake up the king. He insisted he's the relative, and he finally got in. The king sees in the morning, he said, your relative is here. He says, this relative? I have no such relative. What's going on over here? And he says to him, listen, I fooled them all. And I used it. I had to get to see you. And I used this. And I told them all that I'm your relative. I trusted that when I come to you, you will not let me down. You will not have me punished. You will not send me back to them. Alei Voisha, please, don't let me be embarrassed. Don't let that embarrassment affect me. We can turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes with this sense of Elekai b'chobot tachti alei v'isha. I put my trust in you. I'm trusting you the best I can. Do you know how embarrassing it is when people know that I'm a Baal Bitochen, I work, I study Chavis al-Bovish al Bitochen, I learn, I have a seder in the Yonei Bitochen. I'm constantly trying to learn Musar about Bitochen and implement Bitochen into my life. And self-gorish, nothing happens. I'm in the same terrible matzah that I was before. Please, Rabbeinu Shlalem, don't let me be embarrassed. And it seems that that's a tool, that that's an opportunity that we have through tefillah to ask Hashem to help us that the bitochon that we have in him should not lead us to embarrassment. We live in difficult times. And we need the chiyus that we get from our tefillah on a daily basis. Kuzri says we live from tefillah to tefillah. Shachris keeps us going till mincha, mincha till ma'ariv, and so forth. We get achias from our connection, our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We get achias from the brochas we make in the Brichas HaMozon. We get achias from Shabbos to Shabbos, of course. And we get a special achias from Yontif to Yontif. When we think about the level of Uveshimucha HaGodol VaHaKadosh Oleinu Korosa, Hashem allowed His name to be called on us. Every time when we say the Shemoneh Esrei, we say Elokeinu ve'Elokei Aviseinu. Elokeinu, you allowed your name to be called on us, and Elokei Aviseinu, we are so choshuv. When we think of Yale ve'Yovoi, that we invoke the Atoba Chartonu to ask of Hashem to pay special attention to our tefillas, and we invoke the Boni Matem LaShem Elokeichem to ask Him to please take care of the needs of Klal Yisrael, and we invoke the fact that Einenu L'chotluyos Ad Shetchoneinu, that we're going to keep focusing on You until You answer us. These are koiches that the Yontif has to inspire and uplift us and further enable us to maintain a bitochen. I'd just like to conclude, Bez Hashem, next time we'll get back to the 6th and 7th prokim, hopefully be able to finish them in a reasonable time. But I'd like to conclude just with the famous Chazal, what they say that Shmini Atzeres is, Chazal say that the union of Atzeres stop is Koshe Olai Pridaschem. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chazal wanted us Kavi Yochol to understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochol, that I can't let you go, I love you so much. We enjoyed each other's company for 7 days. We fabring together. Are you going to leave me? Koshe olai pridaschem. Kavi yochol, he says, I can't let you go. You got to stay one more day. Pesach, it wasn't necessary because they're coming back Shavuos 6 weeks later. But here it's 6 months. I can't let you go. Koshe olai pridaschem. Please stay one more day. And of course, this is to show us, it's an example that Chazal give us, to show us the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. If we're aware of that level of love that He has, that Kavi Yochol, Chazal expressed it in a Koshe Olai Pridaschem, I can't let you go, I can't let you go, I can't get this thing one more day. If we're aware of what the Posuk says, Habein Yakir Li Ephraim Yelet Shashuim, the love and the child of delight that I feel about Ephraim, about Klal Yisrael, Mi Dei Dabri Bo Yizochar Eskerenu, when I mention his name, I think about him like this, I try not to think about him because I don't want to punish him, and he's made many mistakes, but Mi Dei Dabri Bo Yizochar Eskerenu, Al Kein Homu Meailo, my intestines churn. I crave for him. Arachem arachmeno. I feel his pain. I'll have rachmanas on him, Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he thinks of Klal Yisrael, when he realizes that we're his children, when we come in front of him and ask that he remembers us and helps us, he feels such love. He feels such pain. He says, "Ki mi de dabri bo, I remember him. Al ken homu me'ai loy. My insides just crave for him. Rachim arachmenu. I'll have rachmonis on him." We have to count on this rachmonis. We have to rely on this rachmonis. We have to rely on this special relationship that we have with Kodesh Baruch Hu, and through the inspiration that we can get through the Yomim Tovim, it should carry us through the year, certainly to the next Yontif, and be able to strengthen our Bitochen Hashem. And as we study more and more insights in the Yoni Bitochen, they should have that hashpah, that they connect us more with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're confident in the Rachem Rachmenu Lom Hashem.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.